You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Glory Hole Radio Network, gloryholeradio.com.
You know what, dude?
Hey, what's up? This is Robert Kelly. Get your stupid, fucking... What was that face?
It's just watching you squirm around doing your dumb fucking... Hey.
Well, look, dude. Look, I gotta intro the fucking podcast, you cocksucker. And then, you know what? That's the first time I've ever looked at your dumb face. You probably make stupid faces every time I intro the stupid podcast.
You never know.
And, you know, I don't like when fucking people talk during the fucking intro.
Hey, you broke it up, dude. You talked.
You fucking dumb face.
Yeah, be a pro and work through it. Just do what you're supposed to do.
Oh, this is going to be a cunt. Let me tell you something. I'm looking over at your face and then Monster Voice's face. You both fucking had some long, drawn-out, shit, fun, awful weekend, and I don't like it. We're on the You Know What, Dude podcast. I have Dan Soda, a.k.a. Monster Voice.
That's
his new nickname.
Yeah,
and then we got Joe DeRosa, a.k.a. fucking No Shoulders Joe.
Come on. You guys need to get a new nickname for me, man. No Shoulders. Literally 8 years in running now.
Yeah.
Stuck.
And you had 8 years to fucking go to the gym and get shoulders. And you were almost there. This is what bugs me. He was going to the gym with a trainer. Oh, my God. And I looked one day in this video we did, and Joe had traps. Like, he was getting traps and shoulders, where I was like, oh shit, this little motherfucker is gonna ruin a good nickname.
He's gonna botch No Shoulders.
Yeah, it's like when I ruined it for everybody when I got skinny. It was Fat Bob. And then I got shredded, and I started looking good. And they were like, ah, fucking asshole. You ruined it. I call you, because I'm literally in the middle of an argument. And Keith would be like, you fat. I'm like, what, fat? He's like, ah, god damn it, Kelly. Joe almost had shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that? How's that new nickname? Almost Shoulders Joe.
Almost. All right. I was going well at the gym, and then I went on that road thing for 3 weeks, and that was it. I fell out of it. I got to get back in. I'm still a member. I got to get back in.
You're still a member of what? The No Shoulders Club?
I got to rev up and get back in. It's hard now, dude. The fall's here, and
yeah.
It's hard to, it's easy to motivate in the summer and the spring. Now it's getting to that, I want to just lay inside under a blanket weather.
I read the tweet today from this dude, Joe Lazon. He's a fighter that I follow. He's one of my favorite fighters. He actually wrote, do I just go under the covers until springtime? or do I fucking make it through? Do I get up and start doing shit? It's like, I could literally just stop until April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just go live in the woods, like somewhere warm. Just sleep. Yeah.
This is the weather when I really start to get the booze itch. Now you just want to shut yourself in at one of those fucking downtown bars. That's like
an oaky pub.
Yeah.
And then almost just get lit. But guess what, Bobby? Monster Voice, it's not going anywhere. I'm going to have this dumb, goofy voice.
I know.
Yeah. You can't go to a personal trainer and get all...
Well, you could try. You could change your voice if you tried.
To start going higher and sounding weirder?
No, a little more subtle. A little more subtle. Just say, hey, Dan.
Hey, Bobby.
Nope, still wants the voice. Jesus.
Take those tranny pills.
that the girl left at Joe's house. Wee!
Yeah, take those fucking things that give you a munchkin voice.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Speaking of, is it a tranny or what is it? A
Her website is TV, which is transvestite.
Right? All right, transvestite. I don't know if there's a difference.
Or is it TS, transsexual? I forget.
I don't know. Don, do you know the difference between, what is it, transvestite and transsexual and then shemale? What's the difference? I'm asking my wife.
I think a shemale and a transsexual is kind of the same thing.
Right.
Transvestite is just a guy who dresses like a woman.
Okay, cool. I got it.
So tranny.
Transsexual has taken hormones and right. surgeries to try.
Right.
To
so the transvestite is the ooey one. The transsexual and the shemale is the hot one.
Yes.
Yeah, because they start.
All right. All right. Don't answer me seriously. You're my wife. You fucking weirdo. She was like, "Yes, that's true. That they're all the hot ones."
Bobby, I know what you like. You know, what she was like? Talking to you like you're at a restaurant. Dawn, do I like? Dawn, transsexuals? Yes, those are the ones you like.
Do I like my meat well done? Do I like medium? Oh, well done, medium. You like it medium? Oh, fucking Joe, shit.
So
I always kind of bitch about there's a lot of people ahead of us on the iTunes charts, which you can get addicted to. You know, you try not to, who gives a fuck? And you know, who gives a shit, man? I'm just doing this to have fun. But then you see yourself up in the 60s creeping up into the fucking, you know, and then all of you're like, "Oh, this could be I could get up in the top 10.
Uh-huh.
You know, why shouldn't I?
Yeah.
But you look at the people that are in the fucking, like, above you, and you're like, how the fuck did that happen? How the fuck did this guy get in the fucking top, the goddamn top 10? You know, how the fuck did that happen? And one of the examples I use is, you know, the shemale podcast, Bailey J. There's one night I was looking at it, and there was just this hot girl with, like, almost her boobs hanging out. And I was like, who's this? Why is this person ahead of me?
Right.
And then I actually clicked on it, and it's a shemale, gorgeous shemale, and that, which made it, it's just like, what the fuck? Really? Really?
She's so hot.
All right, Joe, hang on. Let's just ease into this. So anyways, I don't know what he is, publicist or manager or somebody.
He's just like her sidekick on the, I've listened to the podcast. Okay. He's like her co-host or whatever.
I listened to the podcast too. I listened to one of the episodes. It was, you know, it's just her shooting the shit with this dude, and I'm in touch with that guy, and I guess she's a fan of, well, she. Which I don't know what it means. I guess them and her.
Wait, what is that?
Weeshi. And he sent me an email with Weeshi, our fans of yours from Louis.
They probably just have a whole different set of lingo.
Well, I think he fucked up. I think he meant to write we.
Yeah.
And he was writing she, and then he went, well,
oh,
we.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think it was a new, shemale fucking language. Weeshi.
Weeshi. So you don't know about Weeshis?
Weeshi. Weeshi. Weeshi like you.
That's like this goofy. Oh.
So anyways, we're going to have her on the podcast.
Is that and confirmed?
It's not confirmed yet. We're trying to find a date. Because we might, either she comes here or we go there. So we got to figure that out.
So she's in the city?
She's in New York, I believe.
Okay.
So here's the deal. As I told Joe, I thought, this is a fucking great podcast. Because, you know, look, all comics, you know, we all joke about this shit and bust balls. And, you know, but I've never heard anybody fucking, you know what I mean? It's like this wall up between that shit where it's like, you know, you joke about it, you talk about it, you know, like Norton talks about it. We all fuck around with that. But like, let's find out what that shit is. Well, let's talk and see what's happening. What is it all about? What the fuck's going on? And so I told Joe about it, and Joe goes to her website, and all I hear is, oh God, dude, she sounds like a girl. No. She doesn't sound like a, you know, because some of them could be like, hey man, what's up? But she literally.
Well, that's the icing on the cake. It was like, once she sounded like a girl and looked like a hot girl, I was like, that's it. Like, she's a hot girl.
It's the icing on your cheek. Joe.
Oh man.
There's still the piece though. You look like a guy that's smitten, like you were smitten with her.
Dude, she's so hot.
Yeah.
She's so sexy and hot and adorable.
But she's got a dick.
I don't care.
You don't care.
Hang on. She does. She does. I did my research.
No.
But I didn't care.
You don't care.
I flat out don't care. I didn't care. I was just like, that's just part of her.
Oh my God, you're accepting.
I am.
You're almost like when like a woman gives up to an abused husband. You're like, that's just part of the whole package.
She is.
She's got a dick.
She's gorgeous.
That's fine. She's got a dick.
Why are you judging her?
Why? Because she has a dick.
Oh, come on. You're going to ruin our chance to interview her.
No, that's fine. Interview away. She might be a great gal.
She is a great gal.
Joe, she's you're just like funny. Trying to talk me up like this chick. It's like you fell in love with a stripper and you're trying to make it okay with me. You're like, but you don't understand. She's paying her way through college.
She's funny.
She's hot.
Hang on one second. Hang on. Let's let my wife leave so we can really talk about this. Get out of here.
Oh, this is great.
I haven't picked a side yet because my wife's standing in the background. Jazz baby.
Oh, boy. My wife just called me a faggot.
My wife just called me a homo. She just said, I know what side you're on.
Oh, boy.
All right, listen to me. Yeah, I got to get a little. So, Joe. Joe.
Yes.
Are you excited that she's going to be on?
I'm super excited. I have, for a long time, wanted to interview or sit down and actually just talk to a porn actor.
Right.
Of any kind.
Right. But now that I got a chance
to actually meet one and talk to one about the, you know, about the business, actress. I mean,
What kind of porn actress?
I'm saying actor of any type. I've always wanted to meet any kind of person that works in the industry.
Adult industry?
Yes.
And she does work. I don't know anything about her.
Dude, she got transsexual star of the year or whatever.
So she is a starlet?
I would say she's pretty established, so I'm very excited to meet her. But then on top of it, she's hot.
Wait a minute. What is she?
She's so hot.
Yeah, but she is.
She's beautiful.
But she does have...
Yeah, she's got a penis. Yeah, I mean, there's no way around that.
Just even him admitting it.
It's not even a penis. It's a really nice penis.
Is it a thick cut?
It's not like the...
It's not intrusive. It's just nice.
She doesn't have like a little Filipino boy penis. She has like a man's dick, right?
No, it's not like a... I wouldn't call it like a hog.
It's not a hog?
No.
Oh, yeah, he looked at his eyes. He was like, oh, he had to...
It's not a hog. It's more...
She's not a thick cut?
You could get around it, is my point.
No, you can't. It's a penis. You can't get around... You can't drive through a brick wall.
Show Dan Bailey.
All right.
You got to see her.
You know what? I respect your opinion.
Nope.
You're gonna fucking see her.
You're gonna goddamn see her.
But I agree to disagree.
Dude, she's smoking.
She's smoking hot. And here's the thing too, is she look, man, if you were in a room with her and we didn't even tell you and you went home, you'd fucking what's up? You'd talk, you'd hang out, you'd take her to the fucking movies. You'd take her to the movies. You'd take her to a fucking family picnic.
Mom, this is Bailey.
Yeah, hi. She'd be like, she's adorable. Where is she from? Japan?
Ooh, she is cute.
Dude, yeah. I
still walk in on her in the shower.
I swear to God, I've never seen a chick like this where I was like, literally, I'm like, she's a girl, dude. She's 100% a girl. There's a lot of times.
She's not 100% a girl.
Dude, I'm telling you something. I'm not saying this to knock anybody that's gone through this procedure. If you did it, that's cool.
That's your business.
That's fine. Yeah. But I'm telling you, 99% of the time when I see people that have done this, you go, that's pretty convincing, man. Damn, all right, she might have fooled me. But the hands, or but the neck, or but the shoulder, something where you go, this chick is a chick.
I almost like the fact that you almost have had like a lifetime checklist on trannies. We're like, oh, the shoulders, ooh, the hands, oh, the chin. But now you're like, it's perfect. I found my white whale. Dude, look at her. Shit. Wait.
There you go. You fucking. Wait. Yeah, who's sucking cock now?
Yeah, exactly.
No way.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And she's very. Look. Oh, who's that? My mom. Oh, no.
That is nice. The weirdest thing ever on her.
I'm looking
at a picture of a tranny and his mom pops up on the side.
Hang on.
Don't do that. Bob.
Hey, mom. Ma.
I just called to say I love you. You don't have to say anything.
Mom,
I'll call you later.
We're doing our podcast right now. You're on the air.
Okay. Oh, God. Bob.
What?
I gotta go.
All right. All right. I love you.
I love you. I'm going to see Nana, and I'll call you when I get there. But right. I just kind of felt bad about.
Yeah. What felt bad about what?
Nothing. I miss you. I love you.
Oh, Jesus. You just ruined the conversation we were having.
You know, why? Were you talking about me?
No. Well, not really. Kind of. I mean, your mistakes as a mom and why I like what I like now, sexual. Why I am sexually the way I am now. No, I'm kidding.
There's another part to the equation. Can we start just blaming him a little bit?
Oh, that, you mean the sperm donator?
The donor, yeah, there might have been a little defect in that.
All right, well, we were just talking about porno, Ma.
Oh, okay. I love you.
I love you, too.
Gotta go.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Fun.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
There couldn't have been anything more appropriately timed than me looking at a picture of a tranny going, you know what? She does look like a chick.
Blobby, I love you and I miss you. It's your mother. Look at that. Come on.
Dude, she is.
You know what? But dude, there's something, I don't know, subconsciously, there's just like block up. I'm just not, I know it's a dude.
Dude, this what is it, that? Is that what blocks you?
No, she does kind of have baby dick.
No, that's soft, dude. She's
not an intrusive cock.
She's got a nice cock. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know. I don't know if I should be saying this shit on the air or what, but I think she's fucking hot, man. I don't give a shit.
I love fucking Joe Rosa. Let me tell you something. This is why I love DeRosa. He doesn't give a shit. Let me tell you something. He actually said, I go, dude, we might have her on. I'm trying to get her on the show, which I think would be a fucking great podcast. Number one, her podcast is kind of, she's you know, funny. She's not, she didn't take herself too fucking serious. And number two, she's smoking hot. But I told DeRosa, and he was like, nah, dude, come on, man. He's looking at her photos going, I can't do it. I'm like, why? He goes, dude, I'm gonna jerk her off. I'd jerk her off. And I was like, we're definitely doing it now.
Oh, God.
Because what if she's like, look, check this out. Just touch it, Joe, like on the
pod. Dude, if they end up seesawing where they're both in each other's hands just going back and forth.
Dude, this is, I hope, what? If she hears this, I hope she doesn't find this offensive. I really don't.
Why would she? We're complimenting.
No. I'm not saying
she's not beautiful.
What I'm about to say.
What?
I look at it like this, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not attracted to dudes. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I love chicks.
Yeah.
Right. I love chicks. But I saw this girl. Yeah. I was attracted to her in the way that the guy in Avatar was like, I could be a blue thing and let you fuck the hole in my head or whatever it is. Like, if that's what it means to be with this person.
Look, man.
Like, it was like that kind of thing. I'm like, I get it. It's not 100% standard chick. It's a different thing. But that's how fucking hot I thought she was.
Look, okay, man. Look, here's
the
deal,
too. Charming.
She's charming.
I don't give a...
she's
got to be way... To quote Samuel Jackson, she better be way more charming than that Green Acres, that pig in Green Acres. Because I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. And listen, she is beautiful.
She is, man. But here's the thing is you have a hang up.
She has a dick.
Yeah, that's the hang up for you.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't let that go.
Well, sorry. That, yeah, but you say that like.
It's my little picadillo.
Look,
sorry.
Look, dude. You know what, dude? It's just there. It's just flesh.
Yeah, it is.
Just a bump.
A dick. No, it's not a bump. I saw her dick soft.
You know why he can't do it? You know why he can't fucking get past it? Because she's got a bigger cock than him.
No.
That's why. He'd go with her, and her cock would be bigger, and his fucking dick doesn't match his monster voice. So.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I don't have baby dick. I would say her and I are probably in the same ballpark.
Really?
No, I don't know.
You know what makes me feel okay about it is it's the line from Clerks, dude. Randall was into it in Clerks, and that made me feel like okay. When he's like, beautiful chicks with dicks to put mine to shame. Remember that part?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's all right. It's a little different, but it's all right.
I mean, she's got a hog.
I don't think it's a hog.
No,
she's got an all right piece.
I love Joe's talking about his new girl. I hope you guys start dating. Let me ask you a question.
That's a decent piece.
Okay, here's the deal. Uh-huh. If say you met her and you guys hit it off, right. You guys were fucking just really, you know, palsy wowsy.
Right.
And she was like, what do you want to do? You want to hang out tonight? And could you go out and just hang out and then go sleep at her house?
You know, and dude, then, right now I'm sitting here going, I got to say, I don't know. I think so, though. I honestly think I could.
Because, you know, you don't have a religious hang up about it, too.
No, it's not any fucking, I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. Because you know, I was raised Catholic, but I don't practice.
I hooked up with a hermaphrodite once after surgery when she had her, you know, they chose at the beginning of her life or at a certain point of her life, you know, look, you're going to be a girl. You have more girl in you than guy. So we're going to take your penis off and fucking you'll have a vagina. So that's what she said. But I hooked up with a girl like that and my religion got in the way. It fucked me because she was a smoking hot girl working at the Boston Comedy Club as a waitress.
Right.
On Halloween, she started working. And I remember she came in like a...
It's appropriate.
A vampire. Jesus. I don't like that he's the reverse woman on a radio show right now.
Oh,
like
fuck you. I'm the talking hole.
No. Yeah, but you're the reverse. We're actually two talking holes. Like, I don't mind cock. And you're like, you fucking homos. Listen, I it fucked me up. And she really liked me. She was hot. I mean,
why did your religion fuck up the hermaphrodite? Yeah. That's God's work.
Because
should have been mad that they took it away.
it fucked me up because I was like, we started out like, oh my God, I really like this chick. I really, really like this girl. And and then I found that out. You know, Patrice actually told me. He was like, yo, I left her with Patrice at the Minetta Tavern. And then I came back like 20 minutes later and he goes, yo, Bobby, put your hands up. To the girl, he goes, put your hands up. And he put his hands up to hers, and her hands like fucking outweighed his mitts by like fucking 9 inches.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He's got D lineman hands.
Yeah. And I was like, and he went, and he just walked away. He did that Patrice shit. And then he pointed at her neck and just walked away.
What a dickhead. He's such a dickhead.
Well,
it's hilarious.
I didn't know though until then. I didn't even notice until then. I didn't notice until then. And then we talked, and she was like, yeah, I'm fucking, you know. I read her name was fucking Danielle, which could be Daniel. It was one of those names.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a little weird. I mean, I got over it, after.
You didn't? Did you do anything with her? Did you fool around with her?
No, we made out and shit, and that's it. And she grabbed my hog a little bit in a vestibule. I kind of was like, look, you like me a lot, and I can't get over the fact, you know, I'm a little weirded out, and I'm a fucking mess because I was brought up all fucked up and religious and shit, and my grandmother's in my head, you got to go to hell. I can't do this. I can't go any further. Right now, we could try, and it's going to could end disastrous for you and me, or we could just fucking say, hey, look, it was cool. We hung out a few nights, and let's just fucking wrap it up.
I'll tell you this. Excuse me.
Her to suck my fucking cock.
Oh, there you go. I'll tell you this. To answer your question.
Yeah.
If that girl called in right now, right?
Right.
And said, first of all, I don't think she would date me. I think she's out of my league.
We are getting way ahead of ourselves. Absolutely. But that we have to do that. We're getting. She would probably not want any one of us.
Yeah,
she,
probably.
Her boyfriend is probably shredded.
Oh, just right. some Spanish guy.
But my
guy.
Point is,
we're getting way.
If if she called right now and said,
yeah,
I heard what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
DeRose, you want to meet?
Why does she have to talk to you like a pal? Dude.
Yo, Joey, no shoulders. How about we meet up and grab a brew?
She was like, you want to meet for a drink? I'd definitely meet her.
Okay.
Whereas there's other things, like I said, I don't like dudes. If a dude was like, I'd be like, no, dude, I'm not into it. If she said that, I'd be like, yeah, I definitely want to meet her. And then, like, I just have to kind of take it from there and be like, I never did this before. Can I do it? Can I not do it? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But theoretically, I could fucking do it.
You could do it like most guys do it, where you fucking sneak it in.
I don't know. I wouldn't sneak it. I'd meet her wherever. I wouldn't feel like I had to hide it.
Well, that's because on the surface, everything looks okay.
But yeah, that's my point, dude.
I love it.
She's a girl. She's a girl. She's a girl, dude. There's a here's
no,
the,
she's not. Man, she's
I, have, I have to agree with Joe. She is a really hot, pretty girl.
Oh, you know what makes a girl? A pussy. No. That's what makes a girl.
There's a difference.
That's religious bullshit, and I won't stand for it.
Bullshit. That's pure science.
There's a difference between.
I'm not going religion. I'm going science.
There's a difference between. Look, I was on ONA one day. We were talking about this, and we were having the same discussion, and Norton went, because they are girls. They're girls, dude. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, that's the thing. There's a difference between a guy that got transformed into a dude with tits and a chick that has a dick. And she's a chick that has a dick. There's a difference, dude. That's a fucking girl.
That's a girl with a nice piece.
She's smoking, dude.
She's hot. I don't give a shit. We're gonna. I hope she comes on the show.
I bet she smells like a girl. I'm a little smitten with this shit.
You are smitten.
She's a dude.
Dude, stop looking at the cock.
No, I'm not looking at the cock. I'm just knowing.
She's funny too, dude. She'll drop fucking slurs for the sake of humor. I was listening to her today. She's dropping all kinds of bombs on her show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, but she's not an asshole. She's not like racist. She's just fucking funny, man. She just doesn't.
You
give
really
a fuck.
Are working this
she
up in your head.
She makes fun of her own videos. Her co-host was like, yeah, we shot a video yesterday where she was doing laundry. She just started masturbating. And she's like, because that's what I do when I do laundry. She makes fun of herself. Like, she's fucking cool.
Joe is smitten.
Yeah, he is. He's fallen.
I tell you what.
he's like falling the way that, like, when I meet a girl in a bar and then I do, like, on the train ride home, like, us meeting and dating. You're doing that in your head right now.
You know, sometimes
I don't like that my wife knows that I like fucking shemales. That really fucking
she don't like it. You've been talking about it on stage and on the air for 10 years.
Here's the deal.
How would she not know about
someone's
it?
Someone's been Googling Sheraton hotels and a fucking 95 shemale sites pop up on the Google search. I gotta fucking erase my cache more often.
That's funny, man. That's funny.
But shit. Here's the thing, though. If it, you know, it will shake you out of it a little bit. I saw this. I forget what it was. I think it was on the internet or something. It showed, you know, these really pretty women, shemales, but they go in reverse. Okay. Oh. So it goes, they start out, not in reverse. They show you from a little boy. When they were little boys, they show all these photos all the way up into that kind of fucks you up, dude. You see this little kid, this little fucking dude with a truck.
Yeah.
And fucking jeans on.
T-ball.
And then
picture.
You see, he's giving T-ball, playing soccer, hanging with his pals.
Like at the sleepover with both arms over the shoulders.
And he's got a little soul patch and some, you know what I mean?
He's got some sideburns at 16.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden he's hanging with like a two dudes and a chick, and then it's two chicks and one dude, and then it's just three chicks, regular hot chicks, and he kind of looks, he's a good looking guy, like really sexy, and then it goes to that fat blonde chick with too much eyeliner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he's got like some weird haircut.
It's like long, but slick
with
back.
Eyeliner and fucking they're down at Mardi Gras.
And then it's a carnival in Brazil.
It just ends with fucking this smoking hot chick.
I saw a picture of her pre-op.
Really?
Yeah, I Googled.
Wow, you've
Googled
been really researching your new girl.
I Googled her. Lawyer.
Dude, you're a fucking subscribe to her podcast. You didn't even subscribe to this podcast.
I didn't subscribe to her podcast.
Do you follow her on Twitter?
No. Oh. I literally today just got up and I was like, we were talking about it.
Woke up with a chub and he was like,
let me listen to a podcast. I was listening to it and I was like, I Googled her and looked at photos.
Yeah.
And they had a photo of her beforehand, and it didn't shake me one bit.
Good for you, dude.
Did you jerk off?
Shake me one bit.
Good for you.
Did you jerk off during your research?
Yeah.
There you go.
What'd she look like, a little Hasidic Jew?
Not to the pictures of her as a boy.
No, not that. I'm not saying you're sick.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus. I have standards.
Dan really is a homophobe.
He really is.
I'm not a homophobe at all. I love gay people, and I understand that if you like dudes, you like dudes, and I understand where you're coming from. That's just not for me.
Okay.
It's just not for me. Your personal preference is fine.
You're one of the good ones.
You're okay, man. Hell, I don't mind you.
Hick racist.
I'm not. Hey, I'm saying if you like chicks with dicks, you like chicks with dicks. If you like this, how about this? If you like this chick with a dick, that's fine. I don't.
Okay.
I'm just not into it. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just making fun of you.
Bailey, just so you know, if you're listening, dear.
She's not listening.
Dan will not be with us if we interview you.
That's.
I don't think we should. I don't know. You know what, Dan? I don't know if we should have you with
That's
us.
That's fine. Because, and if you don't.
Because here's the deal. You missed out. You missed out on
because
a,
I was honest.
An orgy, man.
Because
we
could have
had a fucking. No, Joe's getting mad. Joe's actually mad. Like I'm gonna try to cock block him.
See?
No, like, I was gonna move in.
What if she likes me? What if she likes
me? She can like whoever she likes.
But what if she likes me?
I
more
just
than you?
Don't want her to be upset about anything we're saying because I want to know we and respect her. We want her actually interview.
And I respect her and whatever she does. And she might have a great podcast. I'm saying personally, and I'm just being honest with you guys. Not for me.
Fuck you. But you know what? Not for you. For what? Hanging out?
No. I'll definitely hang out. I think it's
fine. Dude, I'd fucking hang out with her.
Yeah, I'd definitely hang out with her. And I might even hang out with her and think she's beautiful. The fact of the matter is, if it came down to game time, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you'll fuck a fat chick from Idaho.
Easily.
Yeah, but you won't
beat it up.
Bang a hot shemale.
No.
Oh, come on, just tuck it and fucking...
No.
She smells better than half the girls you bang.
Yeah. That's fine with me, because I like them musky.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, whatever. Well, anyways, I'm just Joe. I've never seen Joe.
He's smitten.
He's like really in like with this girl. Like I've never seen. He's never really come over and be like, dude, I met this girl. Like, oh my god. I mean, this girl really has pussy whipped him. Like he's like.
Notice how he's drawn. You know what? You could tell because he's putting the credentials in her sense of humor. He's like, dude, she's so funny. You got to understand. You got to talk.
He called her dear.
Dear.
Dear, if you're listening.
I don't know why. Something about her just struck a chord.
And that's great. It's good to see that little Grinch heart of yours warm up.
Maybe I'm learning things about myself this
week. You are.
Yeah, you
are. You're blossoming.
Please take just one snapshot of her teabagging your chin.
Dude, she is so... you're right. She's got to be dating some guy that's shredded.
She's dating a personal trainer.
It's always disappointing.
No way. She's
that's what always bums you out about shemales is that the hot, you know, that they always have some hot boyfriend, just like regular hot chicks.
Yeah,
they're just like regular hot chicks, man.
What would change it?
And that's what
abs and a fucking big huge cock. It's like, come on, can you have some fucking just lower your standards
a
little bit?
They're not. See, that's the thing, dude. They're not like regular hot chicks. The dude always comes out, whether you're gay, straight, shemale, whatever. The dude in you comes out, and dudes like hot shit. They're shallow. Yeah. I was doing a bit this weekend. I'm just getting nothing on it because I was doing it in Austin, and Austin's really like liberal and stuff. Yeah. But I was talking about lesbians, and I was like, you chicks have the gall to sit there and say that guys will fuck anything. Have you seen the atrocities that some of you women are fucking, these double-backed beasts? I'm like, if I brought one of these chicks to a party, my friends wouldn't just be confused. They'd be angry. They'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Dude, and it's true, dude. Like a lipstick lesbian will date a fucking catcher. She will date a fucking catcher. Not even a catcher, an umpire with a beer gut. You're out. You know? Like, she will date a fucking umpire, but trannies date the like hot dudes or hot chicks because they're still dudes deep down. They still want hot. They want a fucking showcase.
God damn. Well, you never know, dude. You never know. And you know what though? But she's not in any of the escort lists. You can't find her on the, you know, sometimes you can find these porn stars. They'll be, you know, you can actually hook up with them. She just makes movies, does her podcast and fucking, see, you know, she's kind of legit, to be honest with you, which is.
And she stole young Joe's heart.
She did, and I hope when we do this podcast, I think it's going to be fucking interesting for one, because you know, I've never heard comics interview a shemale.
Right.
I've never heard that. Have you?
No, I've never heard anybody interview a shemale.
Never, not one, ever,
ever. And it's such a.
I don't understand that though. I don't get it.
Because it's such an interesting thing, and it's such a mark of like this a societal change. It's like, dude, right. Do you guys realize that we are in the first generation, first era, where they were able to make convincing shemales? That shit didn't exist. Like in the 70s, people were trying to do it, and it looked atrocious. Right. We're in the first era where they're able to do it.
Right.
They can reconstruct your fucking cheekbones, all that shit, and make you look like a chick. But we're just at the beginning of it, dude. We don't know what... We don't have... elderly shemales yet. We don't have senior citizen shemales. That's coming. That's going to happen.
What if they'll be cheaper?
Yeah. They'll be much cheaper.
The plus 50 discount.
Well, listen, you know what? It's so funny that Joe, he's excited about not stem cell research and like, curing cancer.
Yeah, do we want to cure Alzheimer's?
We can make a liver out of fucking an ear. Yeah. But you know what, dude? We're at the beginning stages of making convincing shemales.
I'm doing the fucking...
Science!
It's alive!
The cable guy speech when he's on the dish.
You can play Mortal Kombat with a friend in Taiwan!
Bob, the possibilities are endless.
It's fucking hilarious.
Imagine a shemale on every corner.
Fucking DeRosa. But I'm with DeRosa. I'm not with fucking you, dude.
Dude, I don't understand I'm not being mean. I'm not saying bad things.
Mm-hmm. Hey, offended her a little bit.
How?
I'm joking.
I'm just saying.
We're kidding. We're kidding. Nobody offended anybody, dude. We're just joking. Look, dude, here's the point. You're saying what you... I mean, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is that... You know, there's two men at this table and there's one fucking half a fag. And it's you.
Oh, really? Never in my life did I think that taking on the side of that I wouldn't bang a shemale, I'd be called the fag.
That's because we're secure with our sexuality.
Oh, you are? Because you want
to
give
up. Got something to prove.
I say, if you never had your ass eaten by a fucking other dude, you're gay.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you stand alone on that mountain, Bobby.
If you never said eat that pussy when you're talking about your asshole, you're a faggot in my book. Yeah, that's right.
Well, then just glitter me up because I am a huge homo.
You never had a nice hot cock in your hand trying to learn how to... You're just a smoocher in my book.
Dude, a buddy of mine was doing that once. It was so funny. We were all down the shore.
Each other off.
No.
Joe, before you go anywhere, I was kind of busting balls there. Before you start relating with
doing
me.
Doing an Odyssey of the Mind. Just letting the skeletons fly.
We were all shit faced, and my buddy's going. My buddy was bitching that we didn't find pussy all week. And he's just yelling at all the drunk dudes. If any one of you was a fucking man, you'd come fuck me up the ass right now. You bunch of fucking faggots scared to bang a guy in his ass.
I
was hilarious. It was so funny.
I mean, look, there's a lot of fucking dudes out there. I mean, you'd be surprised that what's starting to happen too sexually too. I mean, nobody back in the day you'd be fucking hung. You know, now, I mean, kids are growing up now with gay, you know, Glee and gay and nobody gives a shit anymore. It's not a fucking terrible thing.
I could give a flying fuck who you fuck. I'm just got my own preferences.
Right.
Just keep it out of my house.
Just don't bring it in my family and don't look at me in the eyes.
Jesus Christ, Dad. You're going to be a great Midwestern dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Real quick.
I don't give a shit what you do outside of this house. Don't bring it on my lawn because I'm reckon I got the right to shoot it if you do.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, I've got a shotgun with one in the chamber. That shit even hits my lawn.
You never put something in your ass?
I've had a finger once. I had a pinky finger.
What happened?
A juicy finger.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, well, you gotta stop breathing through your teeth when you say stuff like that.
I can't breathe through my nose. I smoke too much. This is gone. I can't breathe through my nose for shit anymore.
Anyways, actually, let's move on from this never-ending hole.
This downward spiral of weird.
It's not dire. It's fucking beautiful. Like, we could talk about banging shemales. The whole fuck. We could do this every week. We could call the show, you know what? Fucking getting your cock sucked, dude, by a dude.
That's a lot.
I mean,
it's a lengthy title.
It's a lollipop, Joe. Who you want to suck on it? Joe's just looking for shit to suck on.
Joe got all fired
up.
The
kind that bursts with liquid in the middle?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Joe commits to it, finally fucking takes a hot one in the cheek and realizes jizz tastes like shit.
It's not
and then
thing.
He just It's not like my jizz. Doesn't taste like spaghetti-o sauce.
I was with a girl one time and she told me she wanted me to jerk off all over her tits and then rub it in.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, that sounds like a tremendous idea. Until you jizz.
Yeah.
And then you have to rub cold jizz in. You're like,
I've done that.
Yeah,
it
dude.
Is horrible. It's like, you're like, oh God, it's all, you can feel it cooling off.
Here's the thing is as soon as you jizz, whatever passion, whatever demon vampire, oh my God, Seedious. Love passion you had with this broad, it's dead.
Oh.
As soon as it comes out and it's, you know what's coming out with it? The like I had for you.
Yeah.
The fucking anything that was getting me to be with you or to fucking kiss you and put my tongue in your mouth and try to be romantic with you and sexy and try to as soon as that's coming out, that's leaving me too. As soon as that jizz is on you, you become just a silhouette. You're just a shadow.
Jizz has the same shelf life as McDonald's French fries. It gets cold and hard so fast.
And you can't reheat it in the microwave.
No,
it's I hooked up with a cocktail waitress once that was all tattooed up, and she was like, give me that, you know, when you're all seedy and you're drunk and horny, and she's like, you can give it to me all night. And you're like, yeah, I am. And then I jizzed, and she's like, let's go again. And I was like, if you can get that back inside me, I'll go again.
Yeah, right.
Because I just want to go to sleep. I don't
care.
Can't
put it back in, dude.
Yeah.
Can't put it back in.
I remember when I used to fucking bang a lot before I was married. I banged a lot of chicks, man. And I don't care how hot you are. As soon as I jizz, I'm fucking done with you.
Yeah.
Because the only thing that was getting me going was fucking I wanted to blow a nut.
Yeah.
And there's very few girls that can get me to jizz twice. I have to take that back. There's been a couple of them. There was this fucking redneck country bitch with a fucking, just a pickup truck that I met somewhere. Not even that hot, but she was just kind of country hot.
Yeah.
And she just knew how to suck a cock. And oh my God, she knew how to suck dick. The best. I remember I was on crutches and she came over and sucked my dick twice.
Wow.
And I blew two loads.
Ooh.
Very rare.
Yeah.
But most girls, when you fucking jizz.
Game over, baby.
I had a girl trying to. She was like, she was so hot. Fucking smoking body of a fucking, just an athlete. Gorgeous.
Right.
Pretty face. Short little hair. Looked like a little, looked like a fucking everyday American gorgeous head with this crazy fucking, oh my God, body.
Oh God.
She was drunk. Everybody was trying to fuck her in this hotel. All these show was going on, and she came to my door with this guy. She had this guy that was trying to bang her, find me, knocked at my door, and she just came in. She shut the door, and she was like, I want to fuck you. Where did you go? And I was like, what the fuck? Took her in my room, and I fucking was trying my hardest not to jizz, because her,
hard.
As soon as my dick went in her pussy, it was like, my dick has never fucked something this good.
Yeah.
My dick was like if you went into a candy store with pizza, hamburgers, like every food ever, and they were like, it's all free, Bobby, go.
Yeah.
I'd eat myself full in fucking 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I'd just be, I can't eat anymore.
I don't want anymore. I want to take a nap.
Right. And that's what my dick was. It was like, oh my God. Yeah. And I was like, I gave her that whole thing. Like, she was like, fuck me hard. And I was like, no, you don't deserve that. You don't deserve it. And I was like, it's not that you don't deserve it. Is if I fuck you with one more stroke, I'm jizzing in you.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, dude. You got to just stop. Hold on a second.
Hold on, you
fucking. And then you watch your dick with the blood just pumping. It's like moving. Like,
I actually.
Just bouncing. You're like, oh, God.
I did wind up just. She backed up into my dick.
Oh, man. That's it. Came over, man.
Oh, dude.
Just came out. No. I had no orgasm feeling, though.
Yeah.
It came out with just tingles.
Yeah. If you don't mean to pump that shit out, it's a waste.
It hurt. Waste. I almost cried. Because it came out. All my jizz came out with no feeling. It just tingled.
It's the worst.
It was like somebody was tickling my balls instead of having the orgasm I should have.
Yeah, it just stinks.
And then she tried. She thought, because she was so hot, that she could fuck me. Like, let's do it again. And I was like, you can try.
Yeah.
And she was like trying to fucking, she was like a shitty magician.
Dude.
Trying to push a fucking water balloon in her pussy. And she thought her pussy was just going to go in her pussy and it was going to go, oh.
I'm back.
Yeah, I say, you're just a regular old pussy now.
Yeah.
It's so tough.
Yeah.
I'm like in love with a chick before I nut.
What?
Before I nut, I'm in love with a girl.
What do you mean?
Not every girl, but I mean, there's like girls that I meet I'm like, I can date this chick.
Oh, you think about spending Christmas with her?
God damn, I love.
Yep, then you blow it.
And you're like, oh, that was just my dick. And that's the thing. Girls think that's rotten. They think it's evil. We're just speaking very candidly and honestly about it. It's like, girls, we don't want it. Your dick plays tricks on you. It's evil. It's devilish. It fucking sits there and tells you these things, and you go, and you really believe it.
Yeah.
You're not sitting there manipulating a girl. You're not going, I'm going to fuck this girl, and then I'm going to want nothing to do with good. You're not thinking that. Yeah. You're sitting there going, this bitch is fantastic. I love her.
She's funny.
And then your body has this chemical fucking change where you're just like, I don't want to be around this person.
Oh, God, The best is when you think they're everything, and you're like, yeah, but you should... She's like kind of, she can like zing me and like all this stuff. And then you nut and she tries to zing you and you're like, shut up. You're not funny.
Yeah. It's
and you're not trying to be mean. Joe's right. You're not trying to be mean. You're just being honest.
Joe just thought of a joke.
No, I got to remember something from our cheat show that I just thought of.
Why?
Because I'm trying to remember all the jokes we did when we did that show in Montreal, and I just thought I could have done this without making it weird.
Yeah,
well, you made it weird.
Oh, made it weird.
Eating, you and I want to smoke a cigarette. I mean, everything's going down haywire.
You want to smoke?
You please. Smoke?
You want to smoke?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, fuck
I always
you.
Want to.
I don't, no, but I don't want to pull you off.
All right, I'm eating, so.
Okay.
If you want to smoke, we can.
Thank you.
We can't pause though.
Yeah, here. Use my coffee cup.
No, there's a fucking ashtray. Joe can get it.
Why do I have to get it?
Because you're a smoker, you cunt.
Set in between. Why
you, like how you put Dan in the good seat and well, I'm in the low man
he
seat.
Fucking took that seat, dude.
I took that seat.
He took that fucking seat.
I
would
have
sat a little out of line.
Yeah, it is.
Do you want me to... All right, do you want me to change seats?
No, Dad.
Stupid, not now.
Oh, God, now you're just going to make me feel bad about it. And he's grabbing his dad.
You never sucked a cock?
Nope. Nope. That'd be great if you just if I would have been like, yeah.
Good enough for Richard Pryor. It should be good enough for you, Dan.
That's the best line. He's like, after a week, I went back to being a horny heterosexual.
Where is it?
Here's the deal. We don't have ashtrays anymore because we threw them out.
Why don't you tell me to get it?
I don't know. Just wanted to see if you'd do it. We're going to do a little thanking right here to Daniel Coveray, K2V Internet Services, Trevor Toll, Anthony Edelbrock again. David Consulio, you guys all donated money to the podcast. We really appreciate that. You guys are going to be getting my CD, Robert Kelly Live, in the email very soon. I apologize. I was a little behind. Very busy this week filming the show.
Bless you. Bless you.
The show Tutu that's coming out on CBS, Robert De Niro pilot. Not a pilot, TV show that's coming out.
He's not in it, though, right?
No, he's not in it.
Oh, okay.
And he's not even...
You're saying it like he's in it.
Mm-mm. He's producing it. We've been shooting... I've been in every episode.
That's awesome.
It's weird because we shot the pilot, and I was just... Me and this other guy were just two guys ball busting in the... they call it the mustard room, is where, you know, before you go out on... You need to do the roll call and all that shit. And that's basically what we're in. And we rolled up on two rookies. It's about five rookies who, young, good looking, multicultural rookies who joined the New York City Police Department up in Harlem. Mm-hmm. And we're veteran, me and this other guy are 10 year veterans, and we're kind of bus balls. They call us, you know, we're basically waiting to do fucking 20 year pension. Let me get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, go live on Long Island.
And go get a house in Montclair. but we did the pilot, and then they had us back for the show got picked up.
Right.
And then they have us back every week, which is fucking great. Yeah. I mean, we say one or two lines. It's kind of a little limbo because you're like, you know, you'd love to get like, you know, if you could be part of the cast, you'd get some money. I wouldn't have to go on the road. I could just stay in New York and work on the show.
Right.
So it's like, I still have to go and do my shows all the time. But, it's, you know, I don't know, dude. It's fucking weird. I mean, I was running through Harlem the other night with a gun.
That's awesome.
At fucking 4 a.m. yelling, stop, get down, police, get down on the ground. Pointing a gun at this dude's head and then jumping on him. And I had to handcuff him, but I don't know how to handcuff. So I would put it on his wrist and then put the other cuff in his hand and go. And I told him, hold this. 'Cause, dude, being a cop, let me tell you something. This is what fucking blew me away. Running up on a guy. Okay, they're shooting this whole big scene. It's on the street in Harlem, kind of a drug trafficking street.
Right.
And this guy winds up shooting somebody, but the gun blows up in his hand. We hear shots. We go out and we see this guy. He was staggering on the street with a bloody hand and a gun, right? So all these cops are running in. We're running in. There's this guy with a fucking gun, middle of the night in a drug neighborhood. You're walking up, and this guy's flipping the fuck out. And then you know, get on the ground. He gets on the ground, but then he starts fighting you. It's nerve-wracking. Like, it was fucking nerve-wracking to put cuffs on him. Never mind with him fucking off and trying to fight me.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the cuffs on. Even and the only way, if I really had to get them on, I would have had to punch him. Stop fucking moving, you cocksucker.
Yeah.
You get alpha male. Like, you get like, dude, you fucking, I'm going to fucking hit you with my club. Give me your fucking arms. And you really, I could see why cops act the way they do because you get scared, mm-hmm. just like any other human fucking being. And you got, but you get scared with a gun, mace, and a fucking club.
Yeah.
So that's why I would never get a gun because I'll fucking shoot somebody.
Yeah, just go the easy.
I get scared a lot.
Get the easier out.
I have a bit in my act about that. I'm not just. I'm just saying that.
Oh, fucking.
So you
Joe.
Don't think I stole
Third
it from the podcast?
Fucking time he's.
I'm not going to do
podcast.
The bit.
Hey, your podcast is saying, a workout room.
I'm just saying I have a bit
for Joe.
I'm just saying I have a bit in my act about that.
Guaranteed he doesn't. Guaranteed he's going to take it and put it in his act.
I guarantee I do.
You're one of those guys who has a bit about. You've tried everything on stage ever. It's not. It has. The only way it's in your act, Joe, is if you do it all the time. And then you record it on a CD. You can't just randomly say. Hang on. You can't randomly say something down in the East Village one night and say, "Dude, I have a bit about that."
No, I don't.
You had a premise that sucks.
It's part of my headlining set. And it works very well, and it'll be on my next album.
That's why you're headlining across the country, Joe, because it works very well. Anyways, no, I'm kidding.
I know.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though? Like,
I do.
I got fucking so fucked up.
Where
I was
rammed.
Like, dude, I would. I was. You but imagine. I couldn't imagine being a real cop in Harlem at fucking 4 a.m. having to fucking get a guy with a gun.
When Billy and I used to do Uninformed, we interviewed a cop.
Don't ever talk about that show on the show. No, I'm kidding.
We interviewed a cop on the air.
Right.
And we asked him about, like, when you hear these stories that they unloaded 36 bullets into a guy, and you're like, well, you know, what's that about? And he goes, dude, when you're in a situation where you think somebody's got a gun or somebody does have a gun, they're shooting at you, whatever it is, he goes, most guys unload their clip before they get their gun parallel to point it. That's, or what is that? Not parallel, perpendicular, yeah. Whatever. He said, because you're so fucking scared as you're bringing it up.
Yeah.
To point it, you're fucking firing it the whole way up.
We probably have a million thoughts.
And it makes sense because, and the thing I equated it to when we were talking to him, I was like, yeah, dude, I go, when I play a stupid video game like Call of Duty, I'm running out of bullets. And it's a game because yeah. I'm terrified and just shooting everywhere. It's like, I can't even imagine in real life how I would react if I thought somebody was shooting at me or if they were and I had to defend myself with a fucking pistol, dude. You'd go nuts, dude.
Yeah.
It's scary, man. I'm not saying. Shitty stuff doesn't happen. I'm not saying police don't ever abuse it. I'm just saying, like, I understand sometimes how shit goes wrong because it's like, fuck, man.
Well, you gotta understand that the cops are fucking, these guys are regular fucking dudes.
Yeah.
They're regular fucking guys. And yeah, they're fucking nuts too. They have this, you know, they're crazy. They have problems. They fucking do weird shit. They, you know, it's like I've met a bunch of cops on this and they're regular fucking dudes. So that's kind of scary, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because think about the shit you talk about, you know, when you're off the air or just busting balls with your friends or when you're fucking out hanging around. You know, those guys are cops. The cops aren't fucking superhumans.
Yeah.
They don't make these motherfuckers. I mean, there's a couple good, you know, perfect cops, but they're probably douches to hang out with, you know?
Right.
Most cops are just regular fucking dudes, and that's a job to them. And, yeah, I was panicking. You know, the first time I ran up, I was, stop, get down on the ground. If I was a real cop, I would have just fired, shot the gun out of his hand.
Please stop.
Yeah, and I've shot, I don't know if you guys have ever shot a gun before.
Oh, yeah.
Only once.
What have you shot?
I grew up, of course, in the Midwest where guns were plentiful.
Guns are plentiful and monster voices are fucking to be had.
If you know, a woman is attracted to you by the depth of your voice. No, my
all the women in your family have the same voice.
My mom has a really deep voice. It's actually really funny. But my stepdad growing up.
At least she's your mom.
His dad was, I hate you.
I was there.
He was making fun of me for being adopted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry.
And with no linking traits between me and my parents.
Okay. Wow. You're really opening
up.
Dude,
a guy slammed me on the radio so hard.
No linking traits should be your next CD.
That's great.
I was on the Dudley and Bob show in Austin last week. Great dudes, man. Great dudes. And they're fans of
Again,
all.
They're not going to hear this.
Fans of all the O&A guys. Like, right. They're great guys.
Right.
Fun show. But right at the end of the show. Dale, the host, started fucking with me, and he goes, "You're adopted, right?" And he goes, "I go, yeah." And he goes, "God, your parents just must be furious that they look at you and see no resemblance of themselves whatsoever. That's just gotta bug them."
It must bug them. And here's the thing: is that it must bug them in a way where they're like, fuck, we rolled the dice and we lost. Because they could have got like a savant or some little gorgeous Asian with blue eyes and blonde hair.
That's nailing the violin.
Yeah. Some fucking just sick black kid athlete that's just...
Or even like a corn-fed white boy that like was given up in Iowa.
They got a fucking dirty...
Looks like Patrick Swayze.
A dirty Arab with fucking black eyes.
Just the darkest coal.
Russ Meneve always goes, DeRosa,
do you think they knew when they picked you out of the adoption agency what a fucking scumbag they were getting?
They really did get a fucking hunk of shit. Yeah, just a fucking dude sucker. I can't wait. I hope she likes you.
I hope she does too.
I hope she likes you, and I hope you guys, I hope you give it a shot. I hope you fucking show up at a Caroline's Christmas party new girlfriend.
If she likes me, I'm giving it more than a shot.
Really? All right, let's not get back into this.
That'd be great.
You know how nervous he's going to be when we do the podcast?
He's not going to look at her in the eyes.
He's going to look right at her eyes.
You're not going to be nervous.
Yeah, you are.
I've been on radio with my hero, so
who's
I can
your hero?
Keep it together. We had a meeting with Ralph Macchio. I kept together. I wasn't nervous.
Yeah, well, we were a little bit.
I was. As soon as he walked in, it was like, hey, Ralphie boy, what's up, man?
We had a meeting with Ralph Macchio. As soon as he walked in, you were like, all right, he's fucking old as shit. What are you doing? This is our idea. We're here to save your career.
But no bullshit, dude. We were riding down to the meeting in a cab, me and Bobby, and I'm just going, fuck, I got it. He's going, what, dude? What is your fucking problem? I'm like, we're meeting the Karate Kid. That's what my problem is. I'm like, do you know what this man meant to me when I was 11?
He was
11?
A source of inspiration.
It's like, I really had to like get my fucking cool together, dude. That was the most nervous I ever was before a meeting. Easily.
Really?
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little weird, man. I mean, we had this idea, and we pitched it to fucking Apostle, who's fucking crazy amazing. You actually have to be careful with them. Like, I've actually pitched ideas to Serpico, and he had a meeting set up the next day, and I was like, I was kidding. I was fucking kidding. It was a joke, and I had to go take this meeting with these people that I was kidding about. And he was like, all right, well, fuck it. Take the meeting anyways. But we came up with this fucking idea over sandwiches. And if there's one guy I'm good with brainstorming with, it's fucking DeRosa. Me and him are on the same page when it comes to brainstorming. And we came up with this idea. And then the next week, we were in the fucking room with Ralph Macchio pitching the idea. And I still think it was a great idea.
And this
what sucks about it is that he was a little hesitant about looking like a fucking, you know, being who he is now. Mm-hmm. Like, we weren't trying to make him look like an ass, but it's like, dude, you were the biggest star in the world, and now you're not.
Yeah.
So
But I think more so than that, we just kind of got sidetracked with this other thing we're working on.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know it was going to happen, and it did. And
right.
Then,
yeah. We got this other opportunity that was a little more ready to go and rare, and the secret that we can't talk about.
But yeah, Serpico, Tom, and Leary.
How many people email me about the secret?
I love it. Serpico, Tom, and Leary. At Apostle, it's just hilarious because you'll call him and you'll go, just hear me out, dude. I just got this idea. And you tell him and then you go, now look, I know it's crazy, but you know, we're thinking, you know, it could be like a Clint Eastwood kind of thing. And then Serpico will just go, I don't know. I think it's a good, I don't know. I'll call Clint and see if like he likes it. You know, yeah. You're like, what? Wait a minute, you know these.
Yeah,
dude. He's cool, man. So we'll call him and, you know, we'll just see what's up, you know.
Yeah, as far as production-wise, man, holy, you really have to be careful with these motherfuckers. Because they'll just have you in a meeting looking at like a De Niro and being like, hey, what's up? Yeah, my idea that I was fucking joking about, it's about you. You have shoes, really high shoes. You work at a shoe factory.
It happened to us with Tribeca. When our film went to Tribeca, they called us and they go, you guys want to try to like submit to the Tribeca Film Festival? And we're like, yeah, yes. And they're like, all right, it's the last day. Let's see what we can do. And then like 2 weeks later, we love your film here at the Tribeca Film Festival.
You guys want to see, what do you think about a book? We're like, yeah, that sounds a good idea. All right, write like 20 pages, 30 pages up. We'll see what we can do. So I'm on vacation in Aruba. All right, Simon & Schuster wants the book. They want it off the table. It was a bidding war. This is the last offer. I'm like, okay. And then the rest of my vacation sucked because I was just, I got to go home. I got to go home.
I got to work on this.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I mean, even the secret project, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, pretty nuts.
Yeah, they're pretty fucking amazing. I really have to give it to these cocksuckers. They really are. For a bunch of bald fucks and fucking and fucking gray-haired Conan. That fucking dapper spy. He looks like fucking Blackwater. You know what I mean?
Blackwater.
They're like the Merc group that goes into Iraq.
Blackwater? Yeah. Is that what it's called?
It's called Blackwater.
Yeah. He's the guy in Iraq that has the different weapon that doesn't wear a uniform. He just has like a camo vest.
And just a gun on his shoulder.
Yeah. He has like some weird weapon with some like laser fucking, you know, commando gun.
Yeah. He's a guy you'd be like, what are you doing? Don't worry about what I'm doing.
I bet he could pull some Jason.
He wouldn't even say anything. He'd do what he does anyways in real life. He'd smile and wink. Yeah. Hey, that's what Conan does. Hey, man, better days coming.
He is a gorgeous man to send into a meeting before you.
Yeah, he really is.
You know, into a meeting.
And then you need him going in first because then Serpico and Saletti are going to go in after with the fucking twins. Fucking bald goatee twins. And then I come in after. It looks like the evolution of Conan.
Yeah, he looks like he's capable of some born identity shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, they're good people.
Good people. But I don't know how we got sidetracked off of that.
Because we were talking about being nervous about meeting people.
Right.
And then we brought up the Macchio thing.
Right. Yeah.
Who else have you met? You guys met anybody that made you a little fucking nervous?
I met Macho Man.
Yeah?
Did it make you nervous?
It creeped me out because I met old Macho Man. Like, he did a rap album.
Yeah.
Called Be a Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing, he just disses Hogan on every track. It's not a bad rap album. The beats are pretty good.
He didn't like him?
No, they had like a huge, huge falling out. But I worked at a radio station in Arizona, and I went to pick up my paycheck. And I walk into my boss's office, and he's like, you know who's in the production studio right now? And I was like, who? And he just does the Macho Man hand thing. And I go, are you fucking, Macho Man is in the building? And he's like, you want to go meet him? I was like, yeah, I do. And I walk in, and he's got his sunglasses off, and his eyes were all sunken into his head, and his skin was all like old leather. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, hey, it's very nice to meet you. And I was just like, taken aback a little bit. I was like, oh my, you were my hero growing up.
Really?
And then he did some drops for us. Like, we were like, hey, can you just say like this line? And then we can
edit. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, but I was like, the whole time just standing in the production studio, like shaking, like, yeah, this is fucking, this Macho Man.
That's
but he
fucking
looked
awesome.
Horrible.
You know what? The other time too that I was like, I had to like get my shit together was when I was on Bored to Death for that one episode. They did a table read for the episode, and I had to go in, and I already knew Zach, so, you know, it was cool. And I really admire Jason Schwartzman, but that was more just like, oh, cool, man, great to meet you.
Yeah.
But the fucking guy that I could not get my, was Danson.
Dude. Yeah.
Because Danson, I'll tell you something, if you had to define a man, it would be Ted Danson. You'd just be like, that's what a man is. Yeah. That's what he looks like, whatever. And, dude, I'm sitting there. I didn't have to read anything with him because he was in different scenes than I was. But you're just sitting there looking at him out of the corner of your eye, and you're like, that's fucking Sam Malone.
Yeah, that is the Sam Malone.
You're like, that's iconic sitcom character. Top 10 easily iconic sitcom character of all time. That fucking guy is the shit. He is the shit, dude. And then I sat across from F. Murray Abraham.
Really?
Yeah, and I ended up taking the elevator down with him, and he talked to me about baseball for like 15 minutes. We were just walking down the street.
What were you in the tallest building in the world? What elevator ride takes 15 minutes?
No, we went down, and then we were walking through the street together. All right. And he was just talking about
baseball.
Be
more descriptive, cocksucker.
And halfway through it, you're like, this is the fucking guy from Amadeus.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? Like, you just know, crazy.
I actually, oh, shit. I did a scene the other night. You know who was in the scene with me?
Who?
On the 2-2. Who's a really nice guy. the guy from who's the kid? Remember, say what again, motherfucker? What?
Oh, Frank Whaley?
Frank Whaley.
From you want to see him with Frank Whaley?
He lives right down by Gotham.
Oh, that's awesome. Really? That guy look is at the man.
Look at the brains on Brad.
What?
Yeah.
That guy is in so many of my favorite movies, man.
Yeah, Swimming with Sharks.
Yeah. Oh, Swimming with Sharks. Hoffa.
Yeah,
and what's the big one that he was in, though?
Well, I mean, Pulp Fiction.
Oh, dude, he was in The Doors. He was in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, there was another one, though. What was the other big movie he was in that he's known for?
The one where he's, I forget what it's called, the one where he's with Jennifer Connelly, where they're trapped in the store all night. Mm-mm. What the fuck is that movie called?
What's his name again?
Frank Whaley, Whaley. I sat across from him on the subway one day, and I didn't have the guts to say hi to him. He's with his kids and shit. I didn't want to bother him.
He's actually a really cool dude. He was on the set, and I know him from Psych. He was in an episode of Psych, which, funny enough, is a segue because he actually played a ghost that was haunting himself because he was a cross dresser.
That's funny.
Which he was a cross dresser. He had this little room in the attic that he'd go up to and become a woman and then haunt himself. Like he tried to kill him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's funny.
And he was really, really fucking good in it.
He did
Psych, which I fucking love. He did a lot. He's done a lot of shit, man.
One of my favorite.
Look at the. I can't believe that.
One of my favorite DVD extra things that I ever saw was on the Doors DVD.
I'm sorry, dude. Fucking the baseball fucking movie. He played
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's
Archie
right.
Archie Graham. He played. I forgot fucking he was in Archie that. Graham. Dude, this kid's been in everything.
That guy's got a hell of an IMDb page.
He's like Kevin Pollak. He's one of those guys where like he's been in every fucking movie with every director. But on the Doors DVD, one of the featurettes, they're talking about how Val Kilmer really wanted to become Jim Morrison. And 2 weeks, they start rehearsing 2 weeks out from shooting, and Val Kilmer made everybody call him Jim so he could get in the part. And they're all being like, it's really amazing. Val does. And I love Val Kilmer, man, but, you know, this is just so funny. They're like, Val, you know, everybody to call him Jim, and we really appreciated how into it he was. And then it cuts to Frank Whaley, and he goes, yeah, I remember getting that memo. It said we were out to call Val Jim for 2 weeks. I decided instead to call him asshole.
That's funny.
I was like, this guy is just a fucking dude.
He's got two kids now. I took the van home with him at like 4 a.m. the other night, and we were shooting the shit, and he's got two kids, and he's like, this is the best shit that ever happened to me. And he lives down. I told him to come down. I was like, dude, I know you're doing a show over by my house because Gotham put you out there for like fucking 2 weeks. And I'm like, yeah, dude, come down Friday night. You want to come down? He's like, yeah, you for drinks too? You free drinks? And I was like, fuck, no, not free drinks.
That's hilarious.
I don't know what type of fucking alcoholic you are. I don't know how many you can put down. I don't want to see you yelling shit at me.
They're going to have the story about him drunkenly heckling you.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, you know, like McEnroe and fucking Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Jimmy Show?
No.
Jimmy Show is a movie he wrote and directed. I think it might be based on a play that he wrote.
Really?
But he plays an alcoholic who's married and his marriage is in shambles, and he works at a grocery store during the day, and he's just fucking up, and he becomes a comic. He wants to do comedy, and he's really bad at comedy. He just bombs. But throughout the movie, as they keep showing his stand-up, it starts to become more of like this therapeutic thing.
Yeah.
It could be the most depressing movie I've ever seen in my life. Like, it hits so close to home as a comic. Yeah. You're like, I can't. I almost bought it a bunch of times, and I'm like, I can't watch this movie. It's too real. It's too fucking real. But he's fucking great in it, man. Yeah, that guy's the shit.
Yeah, he's there's a lot of the episode we just did. There's a lot, but I mean, in the show too, there's a lot of people in it. I mean, I'm no good at names. But there's a lot of stars in the show.
When's it slated to come out?
It's coming out, I think, after... I think it's January.
Okay.
And yeah, it's fucking cool. I mean, I think I'm in every episode. I say one or two lines, which is fucking cool.
Yeah, this always interests me about movies and TV shows. The gun they gave you,
real gun.
It was a real gun.
When you have to pull it, it's a real gun.
Okay,
but you know, it can't fire. And he shows you. You have to look. The prop guy Lee, who's fucking hilarious, by the way. He shows you, they have to fucking help me with my belt on every fucking time.
Oh, God, I wish I had a picture of that.
Oh, dude,
it's like dressing a Santa Claus that doesn't give a shit. There's like, here's your belt, Mr. Claus.
Yeah, man, you get two guys, one pulling, one pushing, and
no,
me
Raj,
sucking.
Raj, go left. Go my left, not your left, my left.
Raj.
So,
hilarious.
Yeah, it's a real gun. It's a prop gun when it's just you're in the holster and it's not
That's
coming
awesome.
Out. When you have to pull it, it's a real gun. We haven't shot yet.
Have you? You've shot a gun.
I shoot guns all the time. I'm a fucking ace.
Are you?
I don't know why I can shoot guns.
When I lived in Arizona, you could literally, for an afternoon for fun, you can just go to a shooting range and pick out a gun.
Yeah.
And just go, like, it's like $40 and they
you
give
do
you
that. Yeah, Pennsylvania. My buddies do it all the time. They're like, you have to go.
Should we do that when we go do your show in November?
I'll go, and they'll go in a second. And it's so funny. My friend that I grew up with was telling me about it, and he goes, dude, so we went. And he goes, I was so fucking nervous. He goes, I was literally like sick with anxiety. And he goes, I wanted to leave. I was like, dude, I want to go home right now. And everybody else was like, come on, dude, you got to do it. We're here. And he's like, I don't want to do it. They're like, just shut up and do it. And he goes, the second I shot it, it was like, this is the only thing I want to do all the fucking time.
What I was saying earlier is my stepdad's dad was a World War II vet and a huge gun buff.
Yeah.
And we'd go visit him, and he had a shed. Like, you know, in the movies where the assassins show you where they keep all their guns?
Yeah, yeah.
He had that kind of shit. And I was like 10 or 11, and we went out to the desert in Nevada, and I shot every kind of gun. Yeah. I shot a semi-automatic.
That fucking Dusk Till Dawn room in the back.
Yeah, he did. It was like, it was just fucking, he had everything. Shotguns, AR-15s, just all these guns.
It's fucking shooting guns is really fun, especially if you don't have to be, you know, an expert shot to have fun too. You know?
But how great is it? Just empty, an empty clip when you pop it out,
yeah,
and then you put a new one in and slide it back.
I shot in Iraq out in the fucking desert on one of the bases, and I got 40. I think it was 48 out of 40.
Jesus!
And they made me sign it to the fucking like the captain or something because I beat him. Like the Marine guy, I fucking
blew him out.
Great
if you were an assassin because no one would think it.
I would love to. This is for a totally another podcast, but I could fucking kill somebody. I could if they said to me, look, bro, we need you for this country and we're going to fucking, you're just going to kill people. And you look at this is for our country. It had to be done or people like innocent people.
So, yeah. So you're saying if you knew you were taking out a guy that was going to cost a lot of lives.
You'd be the American.
Yeah.
Who are you calling in? Bobby Kelly.
Did you ever watch Nightmares and Dreamscapes? Did you ever see that show?
No fucking Joe with
his Rolodex of TV shows.
This is what makes me sick about fucking DeRosa is that he knows that you haven't seen. Hey, you ever see that independent European French fucking Iraqi
zebra stripes? It's about Palestinians.
Dude, you ever see Nipsey and Me? It's about the documentary about Nipsey Russell that he made on his phone. Fuck off.
I'll lend it to you because I think you'll like it.
Yeah, what is it?
TBS did it.
Oh, you and your fucking awful indigestion.
It was a series. They did 8 Stephen King stories.
Uh-huh.
They did 1 hour episodes for each.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one, the first episode's called Battlefield.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. William Hurt plays a hitman.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the episode, he kills this toy maker.
Uh-huh.
And he goes back to his place, and all of a sudden he gets this mysterious package, and he opens it up, and it's army men, and it's like, this set contains 2 helicopters, 30 soldiers, 2 trucks, 3 cannons, whatever, and he just is like, what the fuck, and he walks away from it, and the fucking things are alive, and they all come out, and he's got to fight these fucking army men in his apartment.
I remember that.
Dude, it's awesome, and there's literally no dialogue in the entire episode. There's not one line in the entire fucking episode. It's just him fighting these things in the
dark. There's
no
little dude going, fire!
No, dude.
Wow.
The only time anybody speaks is when William Hurt gets shot with a cannon and goes like, argh! That's it. But it's awesome, man. You gotta see it.
Well,
great episode. Can't go wrong with William Hurt, Bob.
Alright, well, Dan. Well, we'll check this out. This is the, we're gonna wrap this up. It's been an hour.
Alright. Hungry.
You hungry?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Let's go get some lunch.
All right.
Then I got to go home.
All right. Relax.
Saying.
I don't like.
What? I don't like. You said we're going to wrap it up. I said, cool, let's go get some lunch. What I was agreeing with you.
I don't know if I like it. Maybe me and Dan, we're going to do another podcast. Maybe we're going to do another two.
Guns.
All right, we'll do another one then.
All right, well, maybe I'm wrapping this one up and we're just going to start another one up, Joe.
All right, well, do what you got to do, difficult.
All right, well, listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal, too. We're actually coming up with a new logo that the next podcast we're going to talk about. I'm going to show you guys and tell them what you think. And if you fans out there, I don't know, I might throw it out to them. If you guys are designers or fucking, you know, if you stink, if you just do it as a hobby, yeah, okay, go ahead, give it a shot. But don't get mad at me when we don't pick it. But, you know, if you just whip it around on your phone. Or just, you know. But we're looking for a new logo, a new icon for the You Know What Dude podcast. If you guys, if you, anybody out there is talented and you want to try, give it a shot, send it in to Robert Kelly. Shit, what the fuck is my email? I forget. Robert Kelly at gloryholeradio.com is the fucking email address. If you want to email me here, it's Robert Kelly at gloryholeradio.com. And Dan, at Dan Soda on Twitter.
At Dan Soda on Twitter.
At Joe DeRosa Comedy on Twitter.
Yeah.
What's your website?
JoeDeRosaComedy.com.
None. Just a Facebook and a
You don't have
Twitter.
A website?
No.
Huh. It's kind of sad, Joe.
Yeah, well, what's he going to put on it? His.
No, that's it. That's all. That's it. Don't go any further. You don't need to fucking. What's he going to put on it? His fucking Joe's a cunt. I think Joe's all fired up today for some reason.
I got a good night's sleep. I came over ready to do it.
All right, man. Well, we'll see you guys next time on the You Know What Dude podcast. I'm going to be in Hartford. I'm actually going to be in Fort Lauderdale when this comes out. I'll be in Fort Lauderdale. Where are you going to be?
Probably nowhere.
When does this come out?
Next week.
Next week. You know what? I think all I have next week is on November 5th, Saturday. Yeah. Tune in for the... Secret Show to the Future, the thing we're doing from Anthony's house.
Fuck, I had to cancel that.
I know,
man.
I'm bummed.
I'm fucking bummed out. I mean, look, I really love Danny. This is going to be a blast. It was me. Should have fucking Soda fill in. Maybe.
I don't know if they... I think that's a good idea, but I don't know if they'll bring in somebody that they don't know already, right, you know?
Yeah, well, fucking, I was going to... Me, you, and... Kumia,
yeah,
and Danny. It was going to be fucking awesome, but I had, you know, what am I going to do? Fucking turn down thousands?
Man. Yeah. It's,
you sit at Ant's house and watch you guys all get shit faced and make fun of Back to the Future, too.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be fun, man.
It's going to be a fun thing. What's the show again?
It's called Secret Show to the Future. It's on November 5th from the compound. And then also, just a plug, every Tuesday night, I'm at the People's Improv Theater in New York, Righteous Kill. Every Tuesday, 9:30 p.m. So check that out if you can.
Yeah. So make sure you go check out that show that Danny's doing with Joe. What's it called again?
Secret Show to the Future Part 2.
Secret Show to the Future Part 2. I'm going to do the next one, hopefully. It's going to be really funny. Make sure you check that out. Go to the websites. Go to the Twitter. Support the show. Subscribe on iTunes. Spread the fucking word. Get this cocksucker into the top 30.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, we were there. We'll get back.
Let's see. I want to get on News and Noteworthy.
I know. Isn't that nice?
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
News and Noteworthy.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's about it for this podcast. Thanks a lot for listening. And if you have any questions or anything, go fuck yourself. Thanks again for listening to another episode of You Know What Dude podcast on gloryholeradio.com. And make sure to check out all the other shows on the Glory Hole Network. If you're using the Stitcher app, type in the word fart when you register. iTunes users, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. If you're a real fan of the show and you want to show your support, go to gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly and hit the donate button. $10 will get you a shout out on the air. $20 will get you my first CD, Robert Kelly Live, not available in stores. If you have any questions, email me at robertkelly@gloryholeradio.com.